There's a new exhibit coming to the Museum of Wisconsin Art, Mirroring Reflection. Features paintings by Kahari Turner, originally from Milwaukee. Turner says he wants his work to celebrate his ancestors. Part of the way he does that is by using water from lakes, rivers, and oceans that have a connection to Black history. Kahari Turner joins us now. His new exhibit opens at the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend on the last Saturday of April. Kahari, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, take us through what this exhibit will look like if we show up on opening day on the 30th.
Oh, honestly, it's really interesting. So there's a lot of different colors. There's a lot of different kind of ways to explore the work. But essentially what you'll see is a lot of different figurative and then non-figurative or abstract kind of mixing of painting and water and ocean water and the things that I use in all of my work kind of put together in a way, kind of like a family portrait or a family reunion of sorts in a painting style.
And who's that family?
It's kind of all over the place. The way that I think about my work is more of like a abstract person as well, like a ancestral, but then maybe universal type figure. So essentially it could be anybody, and it could maybe be somebody you know, or it could be your next door neighbor. But the point is that, you know, you connect to the person as a body of water to another body of water, which is the painting. Like, everybody's made up of water, so we should all connect through water in one way or another.
Yeah, can you talk about the element of water in your work? On a practical side, you're what? You're going out to lakes and rivers and oceans and collecting the water that's going to end up in your paint?
Yeah, exactly. So I'll go out to different places, including like Lake Michigan, which is one of the Great Lakes, and it's right next to my home. And then think about the connection to me and me just being a person. And what does it mean to have Lake Michigan and Lake Michigan water run through me as a person? Like, I drink water that's, you know, sourced through Lake Michigan, as well as, you know, we drink water from all over these places. And so that connection to water is really just one of those things that it unifies everybody, because, you know, one way or another, everybody's a part of this water, especially the Great Lakes. There's so much water that people drink that are coming from those areas, as well as all of the rivers that flow throughout the United States. And so I just go to those locations, kind of get a giant gallon of water, dip it into the water in one area or another, and take it back to my studio.
Does a painting have, like a different personality if it came from a river or a Great Lake or an ocean or this river versus that river?
It's a little bit of a mix. So the way I do it is because of the salt in the ocean water and the ink that I use, the ink kind of floats on top of the ocean water. And then as it floats, the water will kind of move it however it wants to. And then what I'll do is I'll add fresh water from the lakes and rivers to kind of go in and push some of those things, push some of the ink out of the way. And so you kind of see in the work where the history of the water flowed on the painting. And as the painting dries, all of the ink stops and pretty much lets you know a whole story of what happened with the water, how the water influenced the work, and then how the water kind of finished off.
I read, I think it was in one of your statements, you want to celebrate your ancestors in your paintings. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us more about that part of your work?
Yeah, so one thing is, as a African-American or Black person in the United States, and being also a person who does not, you know his father, there's a lot of different things as far as like my own history that I don't know. And so in doing so, the people that I paint are that kind of that idea. Like, I know that they'll have some of the features that I'm painting, but they essentially could be anybody. And the point of the work is to be able to grab as many ideas of different people as possible and put them in a painting, so then it's really easy to not, you know, get stuck on, okay, maybe they look like this or maybe they look like this, but wait, they could look like anything, and the ability to look like anything is powerful. At least I hope so.
I wanted to ask about just kind of where the concept came from with the water and tying it into that ancestry and the history. Was this just like an epiphany that hit you all of a sudden, or just something you gradually developed? Like, I'm really curious about how that came about.
Yeah, it was kind of an epiphany on a weird scale. I was thinking about kind of abstraction and like figuration, or just like real versus not real, for a long time. And being from Milwaukee, the Great Lakes were right there. I spent a lot of time by water. And so I started thinking, like, what type of history do I have with water? And then what type of history would I want to talk about with water? And obviously, I could talk about all the different things that happened, all the boats that came to the United States, anything that happened in water, I could talk about, you know. And so I thought about that for a long time. But then during quarantine, that kind of first couple months, I ended up taking a trip out to California, and I was right next to the Pacific Ocean. And I was, you know, I've been thinking about water this whole time during quarantine. I was like, well, you know, I'm right over here. Let me put some water in a painting and just see what happens, you know, conceptually thinking about art in general. And when I put it in, I realized that it turned the medium, or it made the paint change. And once I saw that, I was like, oh, I gotta explore this way more. And so then it just happened.
I understand you hope to have an organization someday that gives back to young artists, people who are where you used to be. Could you say a little more about that?
Yeah, so I've been thinking about this a lot, actually. There's a lot of different ways that I want to do it. Right now, I'm looking into, like, hopefully within the next 5 years at least, to maybe build or work on creating community centers. There's a lot of different things that I felt like were really great for me growing up that I don't see anymore in the community. And I feel like those type of places where people can go and you know, be able to get resources and whatnot is very important. So I'm like thinking about a lot of different ways to give back in one way or another, also doing ocean cleanups, and then also teaching classes for youth, and hoping that, you know, maybe my experience of coming from where I came from and, you know, making it how I'm making it right now will be inspiring in one way or another. Or at least helpful, for sure.
Can you give a shout out to something in Milwaukee in your youth that helped inspire you?
Yeah, there's a bunch of different places. Definitely a YMCA. I never mentioned that, but I was at the YMCA in Milwaukee. Lake Valley Camp, which is now Peak, is amazing. I went there for 13 odd years. So Lake Valley Camp, which is now Peak, shout out to them. They do amazing work in the community, as well as work with so many children. And then I think that's it. I also took like classes at Brown Deer High School. So Brown Deer High School, they're out there. I took like swim lessons there when I was really young.
The water
and
the
actually
art.
And then I went to high school there. So it was great.
Kahari, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's artist Kahari Turner, originally from Milwaukee, talking to us about his upcoming exhibit. It's called Mirroring Reflection. It opens at the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend on April 30th. It's going to run through early July.